From the coach first.
It's the best place in the world to play football.
This is the Pete Carroll Preview, presented by Pizza Hut. Here's your host, Steve Rabel.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks for joining us again. And I know you've been asked this 100 times, so let me officially be the 101st person to ask you, what's practice been like this week without Russ at the controls? And maybe more importantly, how much of a difference has it really made having Geno at the controls?
Well, I think it's a good question for everybody to ask because everybody's so curious because we've been this way for so long with Russ Rowland. I think everybody would be that could see it and watch what's going on would be really pleased to see how Geno has just transitioned right into it. He's so sharp at what we do. He's right on point with all of the communications. He's quick to affix and adjust and cite things and all of that. So the rhythm of everything has been the same, and that's really good. That's really positive. Because the players feel comfortable with that. Geno is he's a really good thrower. He's got a great arm. He's got all of the tools to do stuff, so the offense looks the same in the style of things that we're doing. And so that's a real good point. And we're tweaking some stuff that Geno particularly is good at and likes, and just as we always would. But it's been a very solid week of competition and guys battling, and they know we're fighting to get right.
Do you find yourself with the opportunity to maybe stand and chat with Russ a little more than you would in a normal practice, because he's out there in all the drills? Now you can actually stand beside him and ask him questions. He can ask you things.
Yeah, we have been able to communicate more because he hasn't been as active a part. However, he is actively every rep. He is going through it mentally, and he's going through all of the calls he has to make and everything that's on the sidelines, but he's doing it. He's immersed in it. But, yeah, it was happening on the sidelines, too. You know, Rabes, when we went during a game, you know, all of a sudden I'm talking to Russell and we're on offense. You know, what's that all about? You know, just I'm kind of looking at him like, God, I've never had this reference before. And it was unusual and uncomfortable in a sense.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to do it too many more times in your coaching career. I heard Matt Hasselbeck say earlier in the week something to the effect that don't play hero football, play assignment football. In other words, don't try to do too much. Don't try to cover for somebody else. Do your job and do it as it's assigned, and you'll end up playing a lot better. Does that kind of sound like a good coaching point?
Yeah, well, Matt was in our meetings long enough to hear that a bunch of times, even back then. You know, that's such a big part of performance. You know, it's taking care of what you can control and controlling it well and to the point where you can be held accountable. You know, and that's so important. Getting outside of yourself, getting outside of the scheme, just jeopardizes and puts you in harm's way. And good things just can't consistently happen when you do that. So it's really believing in the preparation and believing in the plan and believing in the guys around you that allows you to be comfortable and play your game. And then if we can count on everybody to do that, we're really hard to beat.
You said earlier this week that the defense has made mistakes, and actually you felt like you weren't doing enough. You said, because all these guys are experienced, they all understand, so I must not be doing something right to tell them how we need to go about fixing this. How does that translate into practice? Is it more meetings? Is it more focus at practice? What is it?
No, it's really, I mean, first off, you know, I'm holding myself accountable, you know, to start this thing off. And as we move it on down, everybody's got to do the same. And that's part of the process of getting well and getting right and fixing things and all. But it's continuing to investigate how we can get our guys in the best positions to be most creative and the most productive. And so we're it's 5 games in, there's still some things that we can tweak and do better, and adjusting, you know, what we've been doing is necessary. It's necessary. And so it's always like that. And sometimes you push the adjustments more at times than others. But we have to continue to keep evolving to get us right. And we need that pass rush to come alive. We need to do the things to complement that in the secondary.
You're traveling back to Pittsburgh. The Steelers, they look like they're improving now after they lost 3 straight. So they've got a talented, aggressive defense. I mean, these names, Watts, Ingram, Hayward, Hayden, Bush, right on down the line. I don't mean to discourage you, but you got a lot facing, and Geno has a lot facing.
That's okay. That's just reality. That every week it's names and stars and great players and all that. But these guys have their way. They've got their style of playing that's been proven over a long period of time. They're very aggressive, and they try to attack and disrupt. And so it isn't easy at all for Geno. He's going to have those guys, you know, firing off the edges and all of that. They don't blitz a lot, but they do try to make it hard on you by mixing the ways that they play. I think this is it's a good challenge for Geno. He's got really good guys on both edges that can make things happen. We've got to help him by protecting him really well and keep mixing so that they can't zero in on him.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, we got to run the football a little bit better. How's Chris doing? How are those guys doing as the week goes on in practice?
Well, you know, Chris, we'll see at the end of the week, see what the situation is with him. He's much improved, but yet still not cleared. You know, he's not cleared to get back yet. I'm really fired up about Rashad Penny coming back next week. He'll be back next week, cleared to come. He's ready to go right now, and he needs one more week on IR to get there. So we'll build that back up. The other fellas are doing good and ready to play.
Finally, I gotta congratulate you on the play design. How anybody can draw up a double punt and make it work? That's incredible. But that's a tribute to your coaching ability.
Well, you know, that's the kind of thing, you know, with good vision early on, you start working on, you know, and you just kind of,
exactly
you
right
know, develop it over years, and then finally when the time comes up, you kick it off of one of their guys. You make it spin,
yes,
spin on its end, and then you scoop it up and kick it again. And
yeah,
utilize all of the advantage of the rules that when you punt the ball for the second time, your lineman can go downfield. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, I know I should be embarrassed to say that after all these years, I don't know that rule, but I've never come across anybody who did know that rule. And I've been asking them about, you know, nobody knows that one. But the officials did, which was incredible by them and to their credit. And when I called the league office, I said, are you sure guys can go downfield on that second kick as well? And sure enough, so what a great, savvy play by Mike. I don't know. I've never seen a play that was any better than that in the kicking game. I mean, there's been some great returns and all, but I've never seen a play with all of that happening and then and not just scooping the ball, but then making a kick. But not just making a kick. He kicked it 60-something yards, too. You know, so
and down inside the five, and the guys never quit. The guys hustled downfield and made the play downfield.
I've got a picture on my wall up right up here behind my desk of Willie Mays making that catch at the Polo Grounds. Yeah. You know, the thing I loved about that play wasn't that the catch was the greatest thing, is that he turned around and threw the guy and doubled him off at second. You know, it was the throw. So likewise, it wasn't just the kick and then the scoop, but then it's the punt. You know, it's the punt at the end. He nailed it too. So that was an amazing play.
It was an amazing play. Pete, good luck to you this week. Good luck the rest of the practice, and it's a long trip back and a big Sunday night game. We'll talk more about that next time.
All right.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Pete Carroll Preview on Seattle's Morning News has been brought to you by Pizza Hut. Catch the game right here on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, your home for the Hawks.
So that play was meticulously planned. I had no idea. Anyway, it's ticket time. We're going to announce this morning's Seahawks code word, which you will need to enter at mynorthwest.com/win if you'd like to be entered to win 4 tickets to the Monday Night Football game on October 25th. Are you ready? Because here it is. The code word is kicker. This refers to a person who uses one of his legs to provide a sudden burst of kinetic energy to an otherwise inert football. K-I-C-K-E-R. That's the code word. It expires at noon today. How do you use it? You go to mynorthwest.com/win. You put in that word I just said, and you'll be entered to win 4 tickets to see the Seahawks host the Saints for Monday Night Football. Details and rules at mynorthwest.com/win.